Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're going to share with you today on the subject of the Feast of Tabernacles. We've been talking about the Feast of the Lord. Three feast seasons. First one is Passover. Jesus fulfilled that on the Feast of Passover, being the Passover lamb on that very day. Unleavened bread, bearing away the sin for the 3 days and three nights, which is what unleavened bread's all about. First fruits, which is resurrection, raised from the dead, brought forth the new creation. Second feast season, Pentecost, 50 days later. That's when the birthday of the church came forth, the church age, the Holy Spirit being poured out, Jesus having received it from the Father, the Holy Spirit proceeding from the Father, and that occurred on the very day of Pentecost. These first four feasts have been fulfilled on the exact day. The last three feasts, the third feast season, on the seventh of Hebrew month, which is normally anywhere from sometime in September to October. It goes on the lunar calendar, not the solar calendar, as we have our calendar today. And we see the fact that Feast of Trumpets, the second coming of Jesus, and also the Day of Atonement, which is a day of judgment and also of national cleansing, and a time in the Old Testament where they covered over for sin once a year, but now Jesus, once and for all, our high priest, has done away with sin, praise God, and cleansed us and brought in the New Testament in his blood, praise God. Now today we're going to talk about the Feast of Tabernacles. The Feast of Tabernacles is also known as the Feast of Booths, and this also is the word Sukkot, which were their temporary dwelling places that they would dwell in en route to the Promised Land, to where they would get to their permanent dwelling place. And this Feast of Tabernacles was on the seventh month, the 15th day, for 7 days, the 15th through the 21st day, and then the eighth day, which was the 22nd day, was another holy convocation. Now, this particular feast was the time, and as it says in Deuteronomy 16:13, the time that they would gather in the corn and thy wine. That speaks of the harvest that was going to come in at that time. This also, they were to dwell in booths in this feast. Dwell in booths, again, the temporary dwelling places and route to the Promised Land, which was their permanent dwelling place. Also, this is called the Feast of Ingathering, as it says in Exodus 23:16, because it's the ingathering of the great harvest, the harvest at the end of the season. And this is all a type of the ingathering of the souls that are and all the fruit of those who are following the Lord Jesus Christ, and the souls of men coming to the Lord. In Deuteronomy chapter 16, we see the fact that this is a time, is there great rejoicing in all the work of thy hands. It says you'll surely rejoice, and of all your increase that God will bless thee, because when the Lord comes back, and this speaks of the millennial reign of Jesus Christ, it's going to begin to be manifest in the tabernacle's fulfillment, and he's going to bring forth his rewards with him. It says he blessed thee in all thy increase and in all the work of thy hands, and you'll surely rejoice. It's a time of great rejoicing for all that's been accomplished because the rewards have come. And when we understand harvest, there were two periods of the harvest. There was the early time, which was the spring rains, what they called the latter. This is in the tabernacles, is what's really called the earlier, the former, the fall rains is what it refers to. And the promise to Israel was, upon their obedience, that he would give them rains in their due season. We see this out of Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 10. The rain of heaven would come, and they'd gather in the corn and the wine and the oil. The corn was the harvest in the time of the spring. There were actually two parts to the harvest in the spring. There was the barley harvest, the barley corn, and then there was the wheat corn. The barley corn was the first fruits of which Jesus had the preeminence, and then the Old Testament saints were a part of that. The second part of that early harvest, the wheat harvest, was what began at the time of Pentecost, when the birthday of the church. And that's the first season. The wine and the oil refers to the second season, the end of the year, which is the seventh month period, at the end of the harvest. And this speaks of the fact that there is going to be a great harvest that is going to come in before Jesus returns. Remember that the rains come, and what's the purpose of the rains? It comes to prepare and ripen the harvest for it to be ready to be harvested. The rains, if they were withheld, the land would be blighted, and that was because of disobedience. Rain was a blessing, no rain was a judgment, and a curse came on the land. And there's many scriptures in the Word that declare that. The rains and and the showers of blessings were also symbols of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and the revelation of the Word of God that was coming forth. We even see that over in Deuteronomy in chapter 32, where it says, I will speak and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. His doctrine comes as the rain. And also where it talks about the Word and the Holy Spirit, when a type of it, when Elijah said to Ahab in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41, he said, eat and drink, for there's a sound of abundance of rain. What do we eat? We eat his words. Eating is synonymous with taking the word into us. We know this from Jeremiah 15, 16. Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and they were the joy and rejoicing in my heart. Now the Holy Spirit, it's all typified by drinking. Remember the last great day of the feast, he said, come into me and drink. What was he talking about? To receive the Holy Spirit. And we know that we're to drink into one spirit, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13, the latter part of that. So he says, get thee up, eat, get the word in you, and drink the Holy Spirit poured out for the sound of abundance of rain. And that's exactly what God is going to bring forth, a great rain in these last times. And it goes on and says about how in 1 Kings 18, about how they were to go again seven times. And he was to look and kept looking towards the sea, and after the seventh time. And the seven speaks of the time, that's the number of God's completion of his dealings with the people. And that also speaks of his completion of the dealings with the people in this end of this church age. And so here he said, there arose a little cloud out of the sea. Saw the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. There is going to be a great rain in these last days to bring forth the harvest of souls, praise God. And it's his favor towards us. Proverbs 16:15 says his favor is as the cloud of the latter rain. The latter rain is speaking of this great harvest that is coming forth in the last days, praise God. In Amos chapter 4, verse 6, it tells something that's very important. And it says here, from verse 6 and following, he says, you've not returned unto me. I have withholden the rain from you, in verse 7. Here he says, I caused it to rain upon one city and caused it not to rain upon another city. One place was rained upon and the other place was withered. And then he goes on in verse 8 and 9 and 10 and 11. And he says this over and over. Yet have you not returned unto me? Over and over, that same statement. And then he says, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel, because the time of the judgment is coming. That's why if you don't return to the Lord and walk in his ways and do what he says, you won't have that harvest of the things that God wants to see in your life, because remember, his rewards are coming with them. Prepare to meet thy God. We've got to get ourselves walking in line with the Word and doing what it says. Remember, the Word produces that joy in you. It's interesting what it says in Joel 1, verse 10. It says, the corn is wasted, the new wine is dried up, the oil languisheth, and this is all part of what the harvest is all about. It goes on in verse 11, it says, for the wheat and for the barley, the harvest of the field, it's all dried up. There's no harvest whatsoever. The harvest of the field, the wheat and barley, was perished. Then he says, even all the trees of the field are withered, and the trees are all types of believers in Christ. As it talks about in Isaiah chapter 60, it goes on and he says, because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Joy is withered away. Well, that's because of the fact that we aren't walking in line with the Word of God. Because if you walk in line with the Word of God, the Word is the joy and rejoicing of your heart. You should have joy on the inside of you because of the Word in your life. So it's important that we understand that the Word's like rain, the Holy Spirit is like this drink coming unto us, and you and I must understand that we must return unto the Lord and walk in His Word. Now also, we see in Joel chapter 2 and verse 21, it says, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be glad, you children of Zion, rejoice in the Lord. He's given you the former rain moderately, and He'll come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain. So he's going to bring all this to pass. And he talks about the floors being full of the wheat and the vats overflowing with the wine and the oil. Again, that's the double portion, and that is the great harvest, because the latter harvest is going to be greater than the former harvest. Then we come down to verse 32, where it says, in Mount Zion there'll be deliverance. It's upon the remnant whom the Lord shall call. The remnant are the ones that are going to respond to him. At the same time, remember, there's going to be a falling away first, as the Bible says in Thessalonians. There's going to be be a mighty move of the Spirit of God. There's going to be a great outpouring of glory upon the true church. There's going to be a real separation that's going to come because the true church, the remnant, are going to answer his call, and they're going to be faithful, and they're going to be holy, or they're not going to stand in these last days. Hosea 10:12 says, "Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it's time to seek the Lord with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, till he come and rain righteousness upon you." And what's going to be the result? God is going to bring that righteousness, which is the fruits of righteousness because of the word of righteousness that you're hearing and doing, and you and I are going to be righteous because he that doeth righteous is righteous, even as he is righteous. In James 5:7, it says, "The husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, he has long patience for it, until he receives the early and the latter rain." Now Hosea 6 tells us something that's important. In verse 2, and this is prophetic, it says, "After 2 days will he revive us." The 2 days he's talking about is the time from Jesus Christ until now, which is the period of the 2,000 years of the church age. And then it says, "And in the third day," not at the third day, in the third day. See, people thought that after the 2,000 years that Jesus was going to come back right then and there. No, after 2 days, this is after the 2,000 years, he will revive us, and that's what he's bringing to the body of Christ right now. For those who will listen, in the third day, which is what we're in the beginning of now, he will raise us up and we shall live in his sight. In other words, God is going to raise up his body, the body of Christ, that are going to live in his sight in holiness, walking uprightly before the Lord. Then it says, "Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord." See, God's going to bring you to a personal, intimate fellowship, a knowing of the Lord. "His going forth is prepared as the morning. He shall come unto us as the latter and former rain unto the earth." That shows you he's coming unto us as the rain, and he's coming to rain righteousness upon us, which is his word of righteousness. As we do it, brings forth righteousness. Remember, as you're obedient to the word, it produces righteousness. Romans 6 says that. And then you have fruit, which are fruits of righteousness unto holiness, and that's the type of church that Jesus will be coming back for. Now, so it's important that we understand that in the third day, that's when all these things are going to be happening. This rain speaks of a reviving, refreshing, restoration as well. And he's going to bring us to the place of being holy vessels before him. Now remember, the purpose of the rain is to bring harvest. And the rains and the harvest are inseparable. You know, the harvest is the result of the rain. No rain, no harvest. That's why the rain has to come. And it is historical and a spiritual fulfillment of the Feast of Tabernacles in the church to bring forth that great harvest in these last days. Joel says the floors will be full of wheat and the vats overflowing. See, wheat refers to first area of harvest, and vats overflowing with the wine and the oil. That's the latter part of the harvest. And also, he's going to restore us. Remember what it talks about in Joel, how he's going to bring restoration. He'll restore. Tabernacles is the harvest of these final fruits, and also the end of this church age, resulting in the greatest gathering of souls that's coming into the body of Christ. And this harvest is going to then be reaped by the angels at the time when he finally comes back, praise the Lord. But there's a lot of things that are going to happen first before all these things transpire. And you and I must be working out our salvation and preaching the gospel and preparing ourselves and allowing the rain of his word and the Holy Spirit to work in our life, because it's being poured out, and it's going to be poured out mightily, and there is going to be a great harvest which you want to be a part of, because you're going to preach the gospel and go and minister the things of the Lord and prepare for the coming of the Lord. We're going to talk more on Tabernacles in the next broadcast. I look forward to ministering to you then. May God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.